This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 735. Nobody else knows about these recent IELTS changes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today is the first episode in our new series to educate you, IELTS candidate, on what real examiners are saying about the current testing system.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, I am excited today because we have a new series that we're getting started with. Isn't that right?
Yes. Okay, guys, we are announcing. Today is the first in a series of episodes that we're doing. So you guys know by now, right? I was an IELTS examiner for 14 years, and I recently resigned. One of the big reasons is so I can tell you guys outright, these are the tips and tricks. This is what the examiner needs. So we got all that. But Lindsay and I also realized that in order to be the most effective IELTS podcast and experts out there, we still need to know what's happening inside the exam. So I have maintained contact and relationships with examiners I know from all over the world. And I've been having some meetings with them lately, discussing new trends, what's going on. And so, guys, that's what we're going to focus on, is what I learned in these conversations, inside exam knowledge. That's what we're going to focus on in the next few weeks, I would say.
Yeah, this is going to be so enlightening, because I think it's pretty rare that our students, our listeners, and on other podcasts, for example, get to go inside the exam. Right. So in the next few weeks, you guys are taking a trip right inside the IELTS exam to learn what actually goes on from the examiner's perspective. This is really cool. This is so cool.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. And, you know, what's fantastic from my perspective is that I'm seeing it through different eyes. You know what I mean? I mean, I was an IELTS examiner for so long and taught it for so long that I've really, you know, had some new stuff thrown at me, and IELTS is changing. And so we need to talk about that.
Exactly. And there is something else very cool that we are announcing today. This is a big week, Jessica. A big one. What are we announcing? Are we having some kind of a contest?
We are. That was a genuine question, you guys.
Yeah.
No, we are, you guys. So you may remember we did this like months ago, but guys, we decided it is time for another contest because we want to have one of you awesome listeners as a guest on the podcast. So what we're doing is we're having a review contest. When you guys leave a review for our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show, when you leave a review, and in this review, guys, be honest, right? We're not going to just choose positive ones. We are going to randomly choose one reviewer, and that person will be invited on the show to be interviewed by me and get a personalized study plan, some personal advice for their IELTS preparation.
Yes, but you guys have to go and review our show within the next month. So again, the way to do that is if you're listening inside of a podcast, you can go and navigate to the review section and review the IELTS Energy podcast. And I just want to say thank you to a couple people who have already reviewed us in the last few weeks. So thank you to someone in Japan on June 5th. And thank you to Saeed 12321456754 from Turkey on June 6th. Guys, awesome. We want to see your review. Let us know what you think of the show and enter the contest. Again, it's a randomly selected reviewer, guys. Randomly selected.
Yes, yes. So be honest, guys. Ask us a question. Tell us about your favorite show, why you like it. Favorite episode, because we're your favorite show, obviously. Tell us why you like it, guys, in the review. Okay, awesome. So, Lindsay, what are we going to tackle in today's episode, the first in a series of an inside look at the IELTS exam?
Okay, so first we're going to take a look at what is happening on the speaking test, right? There have been some little changes in terms of what the examiner can and cannot do.
Yeah.
On that, and this is so important for you guys, for our listeners. You want to know mentally what to expect on that when you walk into that speaking test. So what do we need to know? What has changed?
So this is a super recent change, you guys. I'm talking about like last month sort of change on the test. The examiners have to start the recording before the student even enters the room now.
Wow.
Okay. So this means for you guys. Okay. Let me tell you what has happened before now. Okay. What usually happens, what is supposed to happen on the speaking exam is the candidate walks into the room. And the examiner and the candidate, you know, could exchange a hello. And when I was examining, I would always kind of say the same thing, like, hi, how are you doing? And the candidate would usually say, I'm really nervous. And then I would say, that's okay, that's normal. And there'd be like a little bit of small talk. And then I would always tell them, okay, so I am going to introduce the test and start the recording, right?
Yeah.
And that, I feel, was a necessary step towards helping the candidate as much as possible to be a little bit more relaxed, right? It's just telling them what's happening, having a little small talk. Now, that's not allowed anymore, okay? I guess I understand why. IELTS is trying to eliminate any sort of naughty examiner behavior. and we've heard on the show also recently how examiners sometimes don't follow the script and the rules. So yeah. I think that's the point of this procedural change.
Yeah. So what does this mean for our listeners here? So what can we recommend for them before walking into the test? Maybe see if you can engage in small talk with someone else to get warmed up, right?
Yeah. So it depends on the test center, guys. But in a lot of test centers, when it's time for your exam, you go see the invigilator to be checked in again. Yep. Got to be fingerprinted, got to show your passport, all that stuff. And then you are led to a chair outside of a room and you have to sit there by yourself until the examiner is ready and calls you into the classroom. Okay. Now, I have heard tell of some test centers where the person is just called directly from the waiting room into the examination room. That's not common. Regardless. Okay. What you need to do when you are in a room with other students and waiting in the lobby, in the classroom, wherever, try to engage in small talk. Yeah. Try and get out of your head. I promise you, if you are just sitting there, you know, stewing in your panic and thinking, oh my God, my grammar, blah, blah, you're going to be worried. You're going to perform a lot worse.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So could our listeners maybe look to the person next to them and go ahead and like just kind of chat? Or is it possible to actually speak while you're in the waiting room, or do you have to be quiet at that time?
When you're in the waiting room, like in the group of students, you can talk for sure.
Okay.
But usually like once you are led to that single chair outside of the room.
Single chair.
okay. I mean, I did hear students trying to talk outside the room, but it's not supposed to happen because it interrupts the recording inside the room. Okay.
Okay.
So usually that's kind of capped. Once you're there, you're not supposed to be like talking a lot. So take advantage of the time you're in the group. All right. Turn to the person next to you. State your anxiety. Be like, I'm kind of nervous. Do you want to like practice a question with me?
Oh, yeah, that's so good. Now, this is huge. This is such an important episode. This whole series this week and the next week, couple weeks, guys, is so key to being prepared for IELTS. This is great. I love it.
Yeah. Sure, guys. So that is a piece of information I can guarantee you will not be getting anywhere else.
No.
So also, I was talking to her. She recently went through the recertification training. That's how she knows about that procedure change. And we were talking about sort of what they focused on in the training, right? Because mm-hmm. IELTS tries to address problems they see popping up like as trends that are mm-hmm. issues. And so they try to address these in the training. And something that was talked about was, if there are examiners who also teach in university, mm-hmm. they tend to compare their IELTS candidates to their own students in university. Mm. And the scores they're rewarding are too low. So too low. That's something they tried to correct in some recent examiner training. So this is just, you know, it's too bad for sure. But guys, you do have the power to get a remark. And as you've heard just recently on the show, actually, yeah. that students are realizing that they deserve higher writing scores. They're applying for a remark and they're getting that 7 or higher that they need.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was just listening to the interview with Camilla and she had talked about resubmitting for a remark and she moved up from a 6.5 to a 7. And you had mentioned that examiners sometimes score 30 tests at the same time, right? In the same afternoon sitting down. Yeah, and so exactly. getting another set of eyes on it can definitely change things. Although this is not a strategy, right? I mean,
no, right.
This is like something we have to be very careful about because it's expensive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, really, only ask for a remark if you are like 110% sure, yeah. you know, that you have prepared and you deserve higher. Yes. So a couple other things, guys. This is this episode is very full of information.
Yeah, we're action packed here.
So another thing that she talked about was something the examiner trainer was trying to address was that There has been a big influx of Indian students taking the exam. A lot of general training students these days. And because examiners weren't accustomed to grading someone with this background, meaning with a very high level of English, yeah. right? Perhaps was also educated in English. The scores were fluctuating. Okay. So my point is, If you do fit this profile, you have a high level of English, right? Don't approach the exam as you would in daily life because you're not going to get the highest scores. I think this is the problem that a lot of students with this profile of being a very high level were not getting the highest scores. And so examiners and IELTS were like, why is this happening? You guys should be getting higher scores than this. So just be aware that you still do have to know what the examiner's looking for. Like you still need those strategies in right. speaking and writing.
Okay, so you're saying it's not enough just to rock up to the exam and speak as you would normally. We have to prepare. We have to know what the examiner wants. That makes a lot of sense. I could see that happening, right? It's just like yeah. the mistake that native speakers from the US might make or from the UK. They think they don't need to prepare because they speak English every day as a native speaker. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys heard the episode with Andrea, right? The near mm-hmm. native who needed to prepare to get that high score. Overall, 8.5. But she said she would have like bombed if she didn't yeah. do these IELTS. So a couple more notes here, guys, about writing task one, academic. My friends have noticed that bar graphs are becoming more common, all right? So the reason why you guys need to know this as candidates is because students are getting lower scores in task one with these bar graphs because they're trying to write about them like a change over time using increase and decrease vocabulary. But that is wrong. You're gonna get a 5 if you do that. Bar graphs are static. Okay. If you're a 3-key student, you're going to know what I mean. The difference between static, change over time, what vocab and sentence structures you need to use. But just be aware, guys, that bar graphs are becoming more common and they are static questions.
Oh, that is so good to know. And again, like Jessica said, in 3-Keys IELTS, we go through every type of writing question, right? Static,
yes.
CO, change over time, everything in actually a lot of depth, right? We go into great depth with these yes. types of questions. So if you're in 3-Keys IELTS, you will know how to do that. Okay. Is there exactly. one more thing, Jessica, that we need to know? Something about making jam?
I mean, so weird. Yeah, that's I asked weird. Her, I was like, are there any other questions that are becoming more common? You know, excuse me, like maps or what have you. And she said, well, you know, there, and this is something I noted on the show a while ago, that there has been a steady increase in maps over the last 3 years. They've becoming more common, been becoming more common. But still, as far as those super annoying processes, right? Like how a pencil is made, how jam goes from the tree to the consumer, whatever. That's still happening like once a year. So don't worry about that.
Oh my gosh. That is so annoying. Once a year. So 1 week out of, you know, the many, many weeks a year, what, 25 weeks a year that the exam is given, right? Something like that? Okay.
Yeah. But guys, you don't know when that's going to be. Yeah. So you still have to prepare for it. Unfortunately.
So be ready for it. Okay. Well, this is amazing. Guys, make sure you continue to come back, you know, next week, tomorrow to get more information. This is insider info that, again, you're not going to find anywhere else. We are inside the exam here. So good.
Yes, exactly. And the more people that we can help with IELTS that can hear this information, the better. So definitely, guys, if you know anybody that is studying for IELTS, tell them about our show. And remember to leave us a review.
Yes.
Tell us what you love to learn from this show.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we're going to randomly choose one reviewer after 1 month, so a 30-day contest, and that person will receive a free interview with Jessica to get a personalized study plan, and you'll get to come on the podcast if you want to. Very cool. Okay.
All right, Lindsay. Thanks for talking IELTS today.
Yeah, very interesting. I'll see you soon, Jessica. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.